This is your host, Tom Kelly, welcoming you again to the Proctor Podcast, co-authored by Phil Proctor and Brad Schreiber.
Update.
For a new Proctor Podcast perk from Where's My Fortune Cookie? Hello, dear friends. This is Phil Proctor. And, you know, one of the perks of putting a book out into the world is that you get feedback from your readers, and especially from people you may not have heard from for decades. So today I'm going to read you excerpts from a letter I received from a guy named Bill McKee, an artist who has lived near the Mexican border in Southern California for 20 years with no electricity, and a pal of mine who went to Allen Stevenson School with me in New York. Here's what he writes. Dear Phil, I was lucky enough to catch your interview on Coast to Coast. I asked Santa for your book, and by golly, she gave it to me. I was with you when those Uptown Boys, to remind you, that's the name of the gang of young toughs who challenged us walking home from school on East 94th Street, started to give us a hard time. And I was wowed by the way you handled it. You told them that our teachers had confiscated our bus passes so they couldn't take them. I didn't remember that. That event confirmed what I already knew, that you were the most intelligent and imaginative boy in our class. Thank you, Bill. And what a class it was. Bill goes on with, I was impressed that Philip Heide's dad owned the Heide Candy Company, which made Black Crows and Jujubes, by the way. But did you know that Ned Irish's dad owned Madison Square Garden? Yes. Or that our pal Ernst's dad owned Bloomingdale's? No, I didn't know that. And, of course, Beekman Winthrop was there, a Winthrop of Rockefeller family fame, I might add. Enough said. His parents didn't just have a huge apartment. They had one with two floors, freestanding pillars, and a spiral staircase. I remember that. There was a party there once. All right. We were on our way to your apartment, Bill continues, when you showed me some of your model planes and cars. But I was most impressed by your little electric chair, which I wished you had mentioned in your book. Well, I didn't mention it because I forgot all about it. He goes on, somehow I missed your whole career until I read your book, and I have yet to hear Firesign Theater. How much fun I have missed. Though, I think I did make it to that love-in at Elysian Fields, though shortly thereafter I moved to Haight-Ashbury, where I was an artist for the San Francisco Oracle and the Communications Company. I was also at Yale the same time as you, but had no idea you were there. If I had only known. Yeah, me too, Bill. Please let me know you received this. Otherwise, I'll wonder about it until dementia strikes. With love, Bill McKee. Now that, dear friends, is a real blast from the past.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Proctor Podcast. This is Tom Kelly saying, thanks for listening.